And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know.
Hello to Thursday.
This I know.
Hopefully you are at God's hand. Were you relaxed, calm, at peace? Peace, oh my gosh. Sounds so dark when I say that. But no, I hope everyone is enjoying their day, their week. And some people are already done with Wednesday. They're already on Thursday. Just excitement flowing through their body. Because they know they're that much closer to Friday. And with that being said, I know I want Friday to be, right? Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to be? See what I did there? Anyway. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are well on our way to the weekend. But one thing that worried me this week is when they play movies back to back to back from one specific actor, because then I'm like, oh my gosh, are they doing this in like memoriam? Are they doing this? I get so nervous, and then I look up if that actor or actress is okay. Whenever they play movies back to back, except Harry Potter, for whatever reason, I'm always like, they're just doing the Harry Potter thing over. And I end up watching that. But except I don't watch the first one. I don't watch Harry Potter and the second. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or the Philosopher's Stone, however you want to say it. I don't watch that one. And I don't watch the Chamber of Secrets because, for one, it was like I feel like certain things are missing when I watch the originals, like the first two. Like, I don't know, for one, Chamber of Secrets, I feel like something is missing. And then when I watch the first two, it's just kind of like, it's cheesy and it's corny to me. Because I mean, when I first watched it, it was like, of course, I was like all into it. But I was like, you know, it's not the same when you get, like, when you're older, and it's like, but then when you watch, like, the third one, it's like, okay, I don't know. What I do know, though, is that, like I said, whenever I watch those, I just feel, do you watch a movie and then just not feel the same when you first saw it, but then you look back on the times that you did watch it when you were younger or whatever, and you just enjoyed it immensely? You know, and it's like, I want to keep that memory of it. But there's some movies that do keep up. Like The Lion King, I can watch that and never get tired of it. The original Lion King, folks. I'm talking about the Disney movie. The animated movie. I don't know about this new one. Some people are like, oh, you should see it. And it's like, I tried to. I really did try to. I think I did a show on it one time, and I just couldn't get into it. There was something... there was something missing. I'm sure there's movies that a lot of people... Oh my gosh, what is happening with sound today? There we go. No? All right. Well, I tried. I don't know. I never know what's happening with a lot of stuff on this show. At this point, I'm just going with the flow. Everything needs to be replaced, and I'm going to do that. I just don't know when. Not everything can happen all at once at the same time. Well, what I do want to talk about, like I said, like movies that don't keep up, especially when they like make sequels and things like that. For one, Jeepers Creepers, I want to talk about that for a moment, because that movie, part 3, has been coming on nonstop, and it needs to stop. Like, it wasn't good. And I think they made, like, another one or something like that, but I don't know. Jeepers Creepers 1 and Part 2, that's where it was at. Good cast, good acting, and just, it was what it was supposed to be. It was scary. But then they just they dropped the ball somewhere along. I'm glad Harry Potter did not. I'm glad we got what we were supposed to get with that movie. What else is there? Resident Evil, for me anyway. I know a lot of people love the Resident Evil series, but it just, somewhere along the line, they dropped the ball. And speaking of dropping the ball, like, I feel like sometimes my immune system drops the ball, and I'm going to talk more about that when we talk about the question of the day, and while we try to get this audio straightened out. In the meantime, you folks, sit back, relax, enjoy the rest of the week as we get ready to head into the question of the day. You know how to find us: CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, and the Wisdom app. Tons of ways to find us. Never an excuse to miss an episode. Why? Because you can just go to the podcast, rewind, fast forward, or get to the parts that you like. Hopefully you like all of it. Just like I hope you like all of this break that we're about to take right now. All you have to do is keep it locked, and we will be right back for your, specifically your, enjoyment. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back. This is The Daily Shift. Keep it locked.
Could you ever leave me without a chance to try? How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad because you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. Houston, think we got some problems. Find somebody who can solve them. I feel like a spaceman.
Hello, and I feel welcome like back a spaceman. To The Daily Shift, where we have the question of the day for you, which I hope you enjoy and relate to in some type of way, shape, and or form, because, I mean, I'm sure you're going to be able to relate to this, because I know everybody goes through this. Everybody. Because everybody has been sick at one point in their life. Now, and I mean sick in the manner of feeling good one moment and then feeling bad the next. Like, literally. I don't mean like 2 days later or whatever. I mean literally, like, you're feeling bad, like, that next moment. Like, you're sitting at your chair or whatever, or like out with friends, like you're having dinner, you're having a great time, and then all of a sudden it's like, man, I feel feverish, or like you get a headache or whatever the case may be. Like, I personally, I think that's horrifying. because I think when I start feeling bad the next moment, literally, like, the next minute, the next 60 seconds, I think that's horrifying, because it's like, oh my gosh, I think I'm dying. I think this is how it starts. It was like, I was just feeling fine, and now, like, I have a fever, I'm dying. Oh my gosh, this is how it happens. You start calling people and texting them, I love you, I love you, I just wanted to let you know. What's going on? Nothing, I just... In case I don't make it. In case you don't make what? What? What's going on? Just in case. Huh. Ah, this is how it starts. Oh my gosh. I think that's possibly one of the scariest things, though. Like, when you're feeling fine, and I was, because then you start feeling, it's not just you feel bad, you feel terrible, you know. Like, you feel, you're feverish, and like you start like sniffling, and then you're like, if you work at an office, like, your coworkers are like, are you okay? And you're like, no, I'm not. Like, okay, this happened to me like yesterday. I feel fine now. Yesterday, I was feeling fantastic. I was feeling great, and then all of a sudden, like, I got a headache. Wait, was this yet? No, this was earlier today. Really early in the morning. It was really, really early. Maybe I just woke up too early. I don't know. But I ended up with, like, a migraine. And halfway through the day, I decided to like take a nap because, I mean, for one, I have this fantastic pillow given to me by Dr. Miller. Dr. Miller, shout out to you because you and your whole entire staff is phenomenal. But I started feeling terrible, and he gave me like this pillow, and you know those water beds? Those water beds that that existed for a while, you know, like he gave me one of those, like, but not a water bed. He gave me a pillow that was just like that, and you fill it with water, and it tells you what temperatures it can accept. I mean, I didn't test the temperatures of the water. Like, I just put cold water in there, like really cold water, and the instructions tell you what it can and can't accept, but I put that in there, and I slept on that. Obviously, the water got warm after a while, but it was like sleeping on a bed of icy hot, but without, like, the cream, I guess, the cream or the solvent of the icy hot. Oh, my gosh. It was so great. It was so fantastic. And, like, it was the perfect thing. That being said, though, like, I know some people WebMD things, like, oh, well, you know, I'll just WebMD, like, this is what I'll do, like, I feel feverish. First of all, if you just type in feverish on WebMD, you're gonna get tons of results. You are not a doctor. Keep that in mind, folks. You can go to the doctor, and they can be like, oh, you just have a cold, but, like, you have, like, a variant because, like, this, they look at your chart, they look at your blood work and stuff. Not everybody is the same. It's just a generalization, I believe, on WebMD. I'm not a professional, but when you go to WebMD, it's just a generalization. If a doctor tells you, and it's a doctor you trust because you keep going to that doctor, obviously. So just listen to what they have to say. You know, take that information and roll with it. That's all you can really do. You want to feel better, they're trying to tell you what you can do, because if you really think about it, they're not trying to make you feel worse. Why? Because they want you to come back. I mean, they work for money, and plus, if they really like you, it's like, well, I want, like, this person makes me laugh every time they come in here, this person makes you smile, or whatever the case may be. So they're not trying to give you misinformation, in my opinion. Some people are like, I don't trust doctors. That's fine. Hey, WebMD yourself all the way. Go for it. But I'm just saying, in my opinion, I'm like, well, the doctors obviously want me to come back, like, because they want me to pay my bill. So I'm just saying, I have WebMD'd some things before just to get a general idea of, like, how serious it can be. You know, like, oh, well, my neck's leaning over to the side. There's a third arm coming out of the side of my body. Ah, the old Spider-Man, as if anyone has ever watched the old Spider-Man animated series, they know what I'm talking about. But I know it's not three arms, it's four. But the third arm was like the, anyway, as we move forward past that terrible, terrible joke, I don't know. Like, I think that, like, WebMD gives myself, like, a, or anything like that, just looking up my symptoms. It doesn't have to specifically be WebMD, but, like, Googling my symptoms possibly, like, you know, makes me that much more nervous about what it could be. Like, there was one time, like, I didn't even have the energy to do what I wanted to do. So I was so sick and so feverish that, like, I was like, you know, I just need to cool down. I just need to, like, get an ice pack or, like, something cold, like, to eat, like, ice cream or a cold thing of pears, like, something cold, applesauce, anything cold. And then, like, I walked to the fridge and grabbed like a thing of ice cream and had like a couple of scoops, and then I started feeling better. Now, the thing about that was a fever dream. Walking to the fridge, grabbing the ice cream, eating some and feeling better, that was all a fever dream. I woke up and I was still in bed, and it was the most cruel, that is the cruelest sickness ever, to imagine that you're feeling better. I was like, what kind of sickness is this? Kind of cruel prank. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, that didn't really happen. I was still in my bed sick, sniffling, sweat rolling. Like, my pillow was soaked. It was soaked. And not like the nice pillow that I have now. It was like a Tempur-Pedic pillow. But it was just soaked. And I was like, that's horrible. I was like, what kind of sickness is this? It was so bad. I was so mad. I didn't even have the energy to be mad. I did not have the energy to get up and actually do those activities. But the fact that, like, I had a fever dream about it, I was like, this is madness. I was like, I'm probably dying. This is probably what dying is like. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about, like, what happened. I was like, no, I thought this really happened. Because it was, you know, when you have, like, those dreams that are, like, realistic, like, it's, like, the real layout of wherever, like, you could be, like, at a friend's house, and it's, like, the real layout of your friend's house. It's like, oh, yeah, that's actually where it is and stuff like that. And then when you wake up, it's like, that's weird. Like, I could have sworn that was real. Like I said, I had a dream within a dream the other day, so I don't know. My dreams are getting too realistic at this point. I don't like it. With that being said, what we're going to do, hopefully you're not feeling sick. Hopefully you're feeling great, because we're coming up on the weekend. So that means that you need to feel fantastic so you can go out, have fun, maybe stay in, have fun, watch a movie, eat popcorn, eat a slice of pizza, eat a hot dog, eat a fruit, a banana, a apple, or whatever the case may be. Just make sure it's a fantastic weekend for you. Just like I'm trying to make sure it's a fantastic show just for you. Right here on The Daily Shift, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have some more fun with the facts. So don't move a muscle. Keep it locked.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Daily Shift. And if you're tuned in right now, that means that you know we're about to get into a segment called The Facts. You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. That is absolutely right. We have the facts here for you. And if you want to follow along, they're going to be at trainingpeaks.com. T-R-A-I-N-I. Oh my gosh, what's happening right now? I cannot. TRAININGPEAKS.com. And it's going to be the four benefits of being sick. That's right, the four benefits of being sick. Now, if you want to follow along, feel more than free. There's links that you can click. There's passages that you can read. The first one is, consider getting sick as a healthy heads up. Oh my gosh. Yep, that's exactly why I think I'm dying at the end of it all. But getting sick I'm going to read a little bit here. Getting sick is a clear message that you are exceeding your body's current ability to absorb the training process. By definition, as an athlete, endurance athlete, you push your limits on a daily basis in order to expand your capacity. However, for a variety of reasons, you can end up overreaching. So, on the note of overreaching and things like that, maybe it's just your body way of telling you to slow down, essentially. Now, there's more. There's links that you can click that you can, and there's more passages there that you can read and just get a little bit more information there if you so want to. Number two, think of being sick as a training phase. Consider being sick as simply another phase of training. Now, I'm getting here that a lot of it has to do with like working out and things like that. But you can also incorporate it into overdoing it for your body. You know, it doesn't have to be just about training. You can incorporate that into like just overworking yourself or just, you know. Number three, rest is good for you. Of course rest is good for you. Who doesn't like a good night's sleep or a good nap or whatever? We talked about naps yesterday. So all of this comes full circle. Get extra sleep and a nap often. Review your log for patterns that might have led to getting sick. Reflect on your goals for upcoming race sessions. Take a nap. Look at your eating habits and ask yourself if they could be better. And if so, how? And like I said, there's more. There's tons more for you to read so that way you get a better idea. And I think that, it doesn't have to, like, not just rest, but also, like, eating habits, maybe. Like, maybe some things aren't meshing together. If you're drinking, like a carton of milk before you work out, maybe dial it down a little bit. You know, who knows? I'm not an expert in this field. I'm just reading the facts. Like, fact number four. Consider getting better as an opportunity to problem solve. Endurance sports require you to problem solve, to develop the ability to find a way through the tough times and to find something good in even the worst moments. And that's what I'm trying to do here. When you're sick, I'm trying to help you find the positive bit. Because when you're sick, I read somewhere that it could increase like your immunity. If you type it in, that's one of the, that's actually the first thing that comes up, benefits of being sick. When you type that in on the search bar, it strengthens your immune system. Your body creates memory immune cells each time that you get sick. This means that the next time you face the same virus, your body knows what to do with it. And because it already knows, you may not feel sick at all the next time you meet that virus. And I think that's like one of the positive things that you can definitely take out of being sick. Because like when you're sick, like you just feel terrible, obviously. Obviously. You know, you don't want to do anything, but the next time you encounter it, like some people are like, oh, I never get sick. That doesn't mean they've never gotten sick before, but it's definitely a possibility that like they are sick and they don't even know it because their body is already reacting to it. I'm not a professional. I don't know how it works exactly. And if I did, then I would not be doing the show. I'd probably be like a chemist or something. A chemist? I don't know. Whatever. You know, I'd be a doctor or something. I'd be trying to figure it out. Just like I know everybody on this show is trying to figure out exactly what this show is about. Who knows? We're going to figure it out together. Just like we're going to figure out what's going to happen in the next segment, the entertainment. But I already have it next to me. What's going to happen? Because I didn't do it yesterday. I said it was, but I didn't. I completely forgot about it, but I have them next to me, and they're delicious. Ooh, snacks. And also another fantastic movie that I want to recommend. All the more reason to stick tuned. Oh, what's going to happen on this show? Because even I never know. But it's a good way to find out why. Because this is the Daily Shift. And the unexpected happens. But it's always fun. So you know what? Let's have some fun. We'll be right back. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You know the fantastic ways to find us. On the Wisdom app, you can ask me questions. You can talk to me live. Also, don't forget about the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. You can call in and request certain songs. That's the way to listen live. Also, there are ways to just catch the podcast. If you enjoy just fast-forwarding through, if there are certain segments that you want to hear specifically, like the facts or the entertainment, the question of the day, the whatever the case may be, you can find it on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts. So many ways, yet so little time. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked. What I have found.
Just between you and me, when I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sticking tuned as we jump into the entertainment segment. Now, this entertainment segment has a lot to do with things that are delicious, like these Milka candy bars. It's called Milka. But Chips Ahoy, Milka Chips Ahoy, delicious. It has like Chips Ahoy cookies like in it, and it's delicious. Now, my only regret is that it melted, and then I had to put it in the fridge and make it into a candy bar again, so like it moved around. I don't like that because I feel like I'm ruining it, like when it melts and then... So I feel like I'm missing like the actual flavor of it, you know. But it was still delicious. I still enjoyed it, and there's plenty more because you folks know I don't really like to eat sweets that often. Now, Milka also has Oreo flavor, and who knows how many other flavors there are. And I have the Milka Oreo, and I tried that as well. Now, out of the two, I like the Chips Ahoy. Surprisingly, I thought I was gonna like the Oreo. But I really like the Chips Ahoy flavor, and I might have another piece. But it's delicious. It's fantastic. It's a great snack that you can share. It's a really full. It reminds me of like a Willy Wonka chocolate. Like if Willy Wonka were to make a chocolate bar, I think that would be one of them. It's delicious. It's fantastic. I enjoyed it. And I also want to recommend a movie that you can enjoy these candy bars with. And that would be The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Came out in 2018. I think you can find it on Netflix. If you can't, you can find it on YouTube and you can buy it or rent it. And it's just a good movie. It's like if you ever seen Love, Death, and Robots. And by the way, keep in mind the rating of all of these things, of all the things that I recommend. I give this The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I give that I'm gonna give that a 7. It was just so much fun. It was just so much fun to watch. It's a 2-hour-and-12-minute movie, and it was just great to enjoy and just sit down and watch, and it kept my attention. Why? I'm not going to spoil anything at all. Just check it out. There are movie clips. And the only that's actually the only reason I found it, because I was on YouTube and YouTube recommended like a little clip from it. And I was like, what is this? And it was a Western movie, a Western like kind of shoot 'em up. And it was just fun. James Franco was in it, and along with tons of other actors and actresses that I think you're going to enjoy. Check it out. I think it got a really good review online. I did not check because I caught it on, I caught it on YouTube, and I watched it straight from there. Like, after that, I was like, that was a really good clip. And then I went and watched the rest of the movie, and it was just great. I enjoyed it. Like I said, it was like, it reminded me of Love, Death, and Robots, I'm just going to leave it there. Keep in mind the ratings, keep in mind this show, and keep in mind that we are that much closer to Friday. That was terrible. I'm never going to say that again. No. I hope you all enjoy your week. I hope you all have enjoyed your week so far as we head into the weekend. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if it's nighttime for you and you're heading to bed, all comfy and cozy, hopefully, maybe even with a water pillow, then good night. And if it's daytime and you're starting your day, you got your cup of coffee, and maybe you're bringing a Milka candy bar with you to work, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.